12. Escape from the Isle of the Scullions. The chest was not full of stones. It was full to the brim with a gorgeous treasure. Strings of jewels, golden cups, objects more dazzlingly bright than anything the hooligans had ever seen before.
"Is it safe to look now?"
asked Toothless, still with his eyes shut. Hiccup opened his eyes.
"I think so," he said, uncertainly.
He had drawn his sword as Snotlout opened the chest, and now he peered in.
"It seems," he said suspiciously, "it seems to be just a box full of treasure."
"Of course it is," said Stoic. "What did I tell you? No booby traps. You have too much imagination, my boy. Sometimes you have to leave things to the experience of your elders and betters."
Snotlout had already reached in and drawn out a truly magnificent sword, the scabbard richly decorated with dragons, skulls, and the waves of an angry sea. That was a sword fit for a pirate king. It made the soft hiss of a serpent as Snotlout gently drew it out of the scabbard, and as the sunlight glinted on the still bright, cruel blade, you could see how bitingly sharp it was, even after all these years underground. On the handle was a furious portrait of Thor the Thunderer, with a tangled seaweedy beard, and across the blade was a zigzag lightning pattern in a lighter silver.
"The Storm Blade," breathed Baggy Bum the beer belly.
It was indeed the Storm Blade, Grimbeard the Ghastly's famous sword with which he had ruled over the entire Inner Isles in such a ruthless fashion. As Snotlout waved it gently to and fro, it seemed to give off a fierce, hungry light of its own. Gently, Stoic reached over and took it from his nephew.
"Mine, I think you'll find," said Stoic calmly. "The Storm Blade belongs to the chief of the Hairy Hooligans and to him alone."
There was a crafty, greedy look in his eye as he threw aside his own sword and took hold of the Storm Blade. Toothless wrinkled his snout and sniffed.
"What's that smell?"
"What smell?" asked Hiccup.
"That smell," replied Newt's Breath, making a face.
Hiccup looked across at Fireworm, the greatest sniffer of them all. The normally flame-red dragon was drooping on Snotlout's shoulder, an extraordinary shade of pale green.
"Suffering scallops!" shouted Hiccup. "The scullions! Shut the box!"
And he launched himself at the box lid, trying to shut it.
"The boy's gone crazy!"
said Baggy Bum the beer belly, easily preventing Hiccup from shutting it by holding it open with one massive forefinger.
"Crazy with jealousy!" sneered Snotlout. "Shut the box! Shut the box! Shut the box!"
yelled Hiccup, struggling in Baggy Bum's arms.
"No, no, my boy!"
said Stoic, irritated but trying to soothe his son.
"You can find some treasure next time, I'm sure. We're quite safe. The scullions can't see or hear us."
"But they can smell us," shouted Hiccup.
"Grimbeard has booby-trapped the box with a smell that will wake the scullions."
"What do you mean, smell us?"
asked Stoic. He gave an experimental sniff. Now the stench was so strong, even the humans were noticing it.